From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United Nations Security Council adopts new sanctions on North Korea. Wednesday's vote came in response to North Korea's latest nuclear test and long-range missile launch. The new sanctions include a total arms embargo on North Korea, a mandatory inspection of all cargo in and out of the country, and a halt to the import of certain products that could be used for military purposes. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power says North Korea has consistently focused on its nuclear and ballistic missile programs instead of meeting the needs of its people.
The regime continues to plow ahead, as it demonstrated the last 2 months. That is why the resolution we have just adopted is so much tougher than any prior North Korea resolution, and why it goes further than any sanctions regime in 2 decades.
Meanwhile, South Korea reports that the North fired several short-range projectiles into the sea off its east coast hours after the sanctions were brought. The U.S. presidential candidates are focusing on the next 2 weeks when more than a dozen states and several territories hold primary elections and caucuses. John Hudak of the Brookings Institution says former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is likely to overcome her opponent, Senator Bernie Sanders.
If Hillary Clinton puts in the types of numbers on the 15th like she did on Super Tuesday, runs up the delegate count in many of the states, and Bernie Sanders ekes out 1 or 2 wins, then it's going to be important for him to reconsider his candidacy.
With Republican frontrunner Donald Trump showing strength in Tuesday's contests, Ben Carson Wednesday finally threw in the towel, admitting that he has no path forward to the nomination. 7 people were killed Wednesday in a shootout between suspected Islamic State fighters and security forces in the Libyan city of Sabratha. This is VOA News. The 6-member Gulf Cooperation Council announced Wednesday that it has labeled the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah a terrorist organization. GCC Secretary General Abdul Latif al-Zayani said the move is linked to Hezbollah's attempts to recruit young people in GCC countries to carry out terrorist acts, smuggle weapons and explosives, and incite disorder and violence. The U.S. House Foreign Affairs Committee Wednesday unanimously passed 2 resolutions to increase the pressure on the Obama administration to do more to stop the Islamic State terrorist group and to help the people of Syria. The first resolution accused Syria's president and his allies, including Russia and Iran, of committing war crimes against the civilian population of Syria. The committee also passed a resolution expressing the sense of Congress that the atrocities committed by the so-called Islamic State terrorist group against Christians, Yazidis, and other ethnic and religious minorities constitute war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide. A plan by Spain's socialists to form a governing coalition failed Wednesday to gain the approval of Parliament. Efforts to get a government for Spain have been deadlocked since an inconclusive election in December. The Inter-American Human Rights Commission said Wednesday there are serious rights violations in Mexico. The commission says torture, killings, and disappearances often go uninvestigated by authorities. The Organization of American States panel says Mexico is suffering from a serious crisis of violence and impunity. Police in southern Malawi say a mob has burned to death 7 men who allegedly possessed human bones to be used for witchcraft. The head of the Nsanje District Police Force told reporters Wednesday the mob rounded up the victims Tuesday and then set them on fire. Police are investigating but have not made any arrests. The foreign ministers of France, Germany, Ukraine, and Russia are scheduled to meet in Paris Thursday to discuss ways to defuse the conflict in eastern Ukraine. They hope to achieve an effective ceasefire to prevent, or rather to prepare, the ground for a political settlement. U.S. officials say American Special Operations Forces have captured a suspected Islamic State operative in Iraq. It is the first such capture since the force began conducting operations in Iraq and Syria. After 340 days in orbit, American astronaut Scott Kelly and Russian cosmonaut Mikhail Korotnenko returned safely to Earth. The Russian Soyuz spacecraft carrying the 2 astronauts and a 3rd, Sergei Volkov, made a landing in Kazakhstan Wednesday. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.